Welcome to Quickies.
Hello and welcome to In.com's Quickies. As always, but mostly sometimes, I'm Karan, here to give you your daily dose of gossip and entertainment. Being an actor involves one endless cycle of transformations, whether it's psychological or physical. Lose weight for one character, put on weight for another, and then there's the prestigious events one has to attend in between and how one needs to look for that. Kangana Ranaut just recently finished shooting for Panga, a film in which she plays a kabaddi player. It was a role that required her to gain weight, and as always, she did the needful. But now there's the Cannes Film Festival coming up, and being a little more on the chunky side isn't what she had in mind for her look. So to drop it all and look toned, she's been working with her personal trainer Namrata Purohit, who's been making her do traditional Pilates 4 days a week, with each session going on for 45 to 60 minutes. Sounds pretty brutal. Talking about Kangana as a client, Namrata said she's super curious and wants to know details about every single workout and how it will benefit her body. Now that's either genuine curiosity or a subtle case of micromanagement. Good thing Namrata said Kangana's also quite chilled out and cracks jokes and bonds with her between workouts. Otherwise, she might have ended up being one tiresome client to work with. Let's face it, Kalank did go clunk in the box office. And seeing that one of the producers was Karan Johar's Dharma Productions, there are rumors that he's been a little apprehensive about directing another period film so soon after Kalank's failure. But it turns out his new and ambitious period drama Takht is going ahead with its shooting schedule as per plan, and all rumors that it's been delayed or postponed or cancelled are nonsense. In fact, it apparently went into production even before the release of Kalank. So after that rumor failed, other rumors sprung up and tried to take root. One is that Vicky Kaushal's role in Takht is being rewritten and expanded to suit his new star status and to raise the importance of his role to be on par with Ranveer Singh. Pretty tall claims, but Karan Johar termed this as utter rubbish again. Another source from Dharma Productions even went on to describe this report as flattery for Vicky Kaushal and a PR spin stage managed by those who are taking care of the star's image. Conspiracy! Now things are getting interesting. Let's see where all these rumors lead eventually. Priyanka Chopra may have already dazzled everyone at the Met Gala 2019 event with her outlandish style of dress, makeup and hair, but she definitely isn't satisfied. So next up comes the Cannes Film Festival. She hasn't been to the festival before, but she certainly seems like she's planning on making up for all those absent years. She was seen leaving her US apartment to catch her flight for France, and she was in a casual yet stylish outfit consisting of striped bell-bottom pants in black, a white printed t-shirt and a long overcoat. Oh, and high heels that were half covered by those fancy bell-bottom pants, mind you. I wonder if that was intended. I mean, in the fashion world, who can say? You can pull off any faux pas as something intentional and saying that no, it was, you know, supposed to be like that. Oh, and another bit of information that could indirectly be tied to Priyanka's level of commitment to the Cannes event was her stylist Mimi Cottrell sharing a picture of herself by the beach with the caption, "En route to Cannes BRB." I suppose that says it all. Priyanka, you better paint that red carpet red with your look, girl. Go India! Finally, we get to see Arjun Kapoor in a different avatar. The actor's upcoming movie, India's Most Wanted, is a week away from release and it promises to have a distinctive storyline. But then again, these kind of promises are often broken in Bollywood. So let's see how the film actually turns out in the end. Arjun is currently promoting the film and in a bid to put out something genuine, he took to Instagram to post a video urging people to celebrate the unsung heroes of our country. Gosh, Arjun, how come you never put out a video like this when you weren't making a movie about our country's unsung heroes? Oh, anyway, must be just a coincidence. Because you would never use a video like that to increase your like factor amongst audiences and promote your film, right? No, of course not. As part of the video, Arjun asked his fans and followers to just take 10 seconds and shoot a video of themselves saying, "Thank you for whatever you do. I salute you. Jai Hind. Vande Mataram." Oh, and he also urged his uncle Anil Kapoor and buddies Varun Dhawan and Kriti Sanon to do the same. Well done, lad. Way to bring in the big guns. Oh, no pun intended, of course. If you have seen Avengers Infinity War, and if you haven't, might I add that you have been living under a rock, you'll know that Loki didn't do too well in terms of living, having gotten his neck snapped by Thanos. And although the first time he died in the Avengers series, it turned out to be a fake death, this time he seemed to have died for sure with no loopholes. But if you watched Avengers Endgame, and if you haven't, might I add that you have still been living under the same rock as last time, you'll know that the future of Loki is a little uncertain, seeing as a past version of him escapes with the Space Infinity Stone. So where does that leave the escape past Loki? Well, according to the film's directors, the Russo brothers, it gets very complicated, because the moment Loki teleports away with the Time Stone, he would create his own timeline and it would be impossible for Captain America to rectify the timeline unless he manages to find Loki. Basically, this goes into the realm of multiverses and branch realities. So there are many realities. And if Loki is to return, it is through this idea of multiverses and branch realities that he will. Let's see whether future films decide to take up this route or not.
The Quickies on In.com.